We're back. Joining us is Reese Ehrlich, foreign correspondent and author of Target Iraq, What the News Media Didn't Tell You. Mr. Ehrlich was kind enough to suggest that if we needed some follow-up, he was available to us, and he has made himself available for this program. Welcome back to Radio Parallax. Back in the days at Ramparts Magazine, you worked with Robert Scheer.
I certainly did. I was a very young, inexperienced reporter just starting out at Ramparts in 1968, and Scheer was one of the editors, along with a whole panoply of other people who've gone on to fame.
Well, Robert Scheer is under the gun right now, since we talked last week, and particularly about the Jessica Lynch case, which has now been substantiated by numerous other reporters, the Chicago Tribune, London Daily Mail, other people. The Pentagon, I guess, decided he might be a good target and has said that in a letter to the LA Times, his claims were outrageous, patently false, and unsupported by the facts.
Well, what was interesting is that Bob based his column on reports in the British press and on the BBC. So what the Pentagon didn't like the fact that he was both strongly criticizing the Pentagon and also the fact that it has such wide circulation because his column is syndicated and appears in the LA Times. Basically what he wrote and has been substantiated by the British press is that the Jessica Lynch rescue was a propaganda effort by the U.S. to increase morale back home at a time when the war wasn't going so well. So certainly she had been captured, but it turns out she wasn't shot or stabbed. She was injured in an auto accident when she was captured. She wasn't, as far as anyone can tell, maltreated by her captors. The doctors at the hospital where she was staying actually donated their own blood to keep her alive, and they put her in an ambulance and to try and return her to the U.S. lines, and the U.S. shot at the ambulance, presumably thinking it was an enemy attack or something.
Which is all a terribly dramatic story, just one that they
it's so much hokum, and you'll notice they've stopped promoting the story.
Yeah.
That's the dead giveaway. If they were still, and the other thing that's very revealing is that the Pentagon claims that she has amnesia and doesn't remember anything that happened.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, her father says she remembers it, but can't talk about it.
Oh, I see.
Is another worrisome detail, shall we say.
Well, I noticed that I read the O'Reilly column attacking Scheer, which is sort of to be expected. Even he admits he expects to be attacked from the right-wing media, Rupert Murdoch's Fox Empire, but said that I didn't realize this. They'd committed already a huge book advance to telling the mythic tale of Jessica Lynch.
Oh, sure. There was a member, I believe it was an Iraqi attorney or a doctor, I can't remember, anyway, who was credited with having located her and at great risk to his life. He helped spirit her out and so on, and direct the troops to the place. And there's an elaborate detail, much of which turned out to be not true. He was brought back and given immediate legal status here in the U.S., signed up, given a job, and given a book contract. And, of course, then the movie deal comes out of it. You can see, Private Lynch Down or something, the next Hollywood spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
What will be really interesting is if they go ahead with the movie, regardless of the fact that none of it turned out to be true. That would be typical Hollywood fashion, wouldn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid it would. Scheer and others have certainly been commenting about, since we spoke last, from Paul Wolfowitz himself, has now admitted in a Vanity Fair article, which is getting a fair amount of play, that, we brought up the weapons of mass destruction because that's what we could all sort of agree was a good enough reason to go in.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Even old Wolfowitz of Arabia is backpedaling. I don't know. You know, what do you do when everything that you base the war on turns out to be false? Change the argument. So anytime someone says, hey, what about the ties to Al-Qaeda? What about to the weapons of mass destruction? You know what the answer is? Look at all the mass graves in Iraq. Look at how horrible the government was. Well, we didn't go to war, and the American people didn't, and the Congress didn't vote to support Bush based on the fact that Saddam Hussein was a horrible dictator. We all knew that. The left certainly knew it. I knew it from going to Iraq. If the U.S. is going to go around overthrowing horrible dictators, we should probably start with the governor of Florida, I suppose, and who manages to manipulate elections and move on to lots of countries that are U.S. allies around the world. They've got plenty of mass graves and human rights violations in the former Soviet republics that the U.S. is backing now to the hilt. you know, it's like total hypocrisy.
It is indeed. Our thanks to Reese Ehrlich for coming back on Radio Parallax. I want to do a few more current events. We didn't get enough of that. We've gotten so far behind on that topic. Let's do a little bit of that, particularly science matters. Study of primate DNA done by Morris Goodman of Wayne State University in Detroit shows that apparently Christian fundamentalists and chimpanzees share 99.4% of their DNA. Previous studies have shown that humans and chimps share only 95% of their genes. It's evidently a lot higher than that. And of course, it isn't just Christian fundamentalists that share that number of genes. I just think of them in the context of chimps, making the natural association in terms of their loud, raucous, ape-like behavior. Now, there's one story I don't have my hands on right now, but apparently you've heard the saying in math class back in high school that an infinite number of monkeys with an infinite number of typewriters would eventually type out the complete works of William Shakespeare. Well, somewhere, someone decided to put six keyboards and six, I think, rhesus macaques in the same room to see what would happen. And, the results fell somewhat short of Hamlet, with the researcher pointing out that it appears that the macaques had basically pooped all over the keyboards. Well, an infinite number of monkeys is one thing. Six macaques in a room is quite another. Probably the stupidest idea or a scientific experiment I've heard about in a long time comes from David Stevenson of the California Institute of Technology. Geophysicist Stevenson has proposed that scientists could blast a crack in the Earth's surface and pour in a few thousand tons of molten iron. The iron would flow to the bottom of the crack, and its massive weight would then act like a wedge to keep pressing the crack further open. Gravity would keep the liquid wedge moving all the way to the Earth's center. Once you set it up, the Earth does everything for you, Stevenson told the New York Times. Apparently, seriously. He's proposing putting a probe into this mass of liquid iron, which is the equivalent, I think, what all the world's smelters turn out in an hour. And you can't use radio waves to report to the surface, so he's proposing that we might use ultrasound. One does have to ask why Dr. Stevenson wants to perform this particular experiment. One of the major stumbling blocks to it will be that to blast a 1,000-foot-long crack in the Earth's crust, you need to use a nuclear bomb or a few million tons of TNT. Of course, Stevenson was quoted as saying, you'd have to be careful. Boy, that man needs a hobby. Another item from geology. You probably heard about this. In Franconia, New Hampshire, the old Man of the Mountain collapsed. The natural stone landmark, which was shaped like a human profile, came crashing down last month. It was the Granite State's icon and appears on the state's license plates and quarters. Nathaniel Hawthorne had extolled it in his story, The Great Stone Face. Sadly, it has now passed into history. Another current events item that's very definitely not scientific-oriented. Geraldo Rivera, 59, has announced that he will marry 28-year-old TV producer Erica Levy in August. The Fox News star's fifth wedding will be held at New York City's Central Synagogue. This is actually my first church wedding, as opposed to some hippie thing in a backyard, Rivera apparently told the Washington Post. But my favorite quote is as follows. I'm making a conscious decision to take this whole Judaism thing seriously. I think the Jews need me right now. Well, this set us to thinking, do Jews need Geraldo Rivera right now? So we thought we'd put a call into some people who may have some insight into that. So we first called Jerry Seinfeld.
I don't know. I mean, I think we could use him maybe in a softball game. I mean, the guy is not taking Judaism seriously just because he gets married in a synagogue, right? I mean, he's getting married for the fifth time. But who do you think he is, Josh Gabor? I mean, he's got Larry King looking over his shoulder.
So, we called Larry King to see what he had to say.
Geraldo, great guest. What are you trying to do, break my record? Do the Jews need him right now? I don't know. Why don't you ask Jackie Mason, next caller?
So we put a call into the Friars Club in L.A. to ask Jackie Mason. Jackie, do you think Jews need Geraldo Rivera right now?
In a word, no. The less of other Jews we can use. A Paul Newman would be nice. Would it kill him to make a Newman's own gefilte fish? I ask you. No, a Mark Spitz, that is the guy we can use.
What has he done with his life? He's parlayed his 7 gold medals into a highly successful anonymity business. And Bill Shatner, I'd like to see him come back to the fold. Get out of that goofy spaceship and come and do Merchant of Venice on Broadway. Now that would be nice. But Geraldo Rivera, do we need him? No. Absolutely not. I could be wrong, but then again, I'm probably right.
Well, there you have it. Our unscientific survey conducted by Radio Parallax indicates that 3 prominent persons of the Jewish faith feel that, in fact, Jews do not need Geraldo Rivera right now, or perhaps any other time. Let's take a much-needed break. I'm Douglas Everett, and this is Radio Parallax. You are listening to KDVS 90.3 FM.